Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello again. This is the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Steve Gramsci with Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. They are retirement income planning specialists in Northwest Arkansas, and you can reach them at 479-876-2100. This program today is titled Getting to Know You. So, Kyle, I'm going to ask you a question, and I have no idea what you're going to do with it, but I'm excited to find out, all right?
All right.
So it's one of those things that I'm going to throw up against the wall and see if anything sticks to you.
All right.
Outside of the financial world, is there any area or discipline that you'd consider yourself an expert in?
You know, Steve, it's funny you should say that. I spent 20 years of my career in supply chain and procurement and transportation. So I would say, you know, that falls under the whole, you know, banner of supply chain. And so I worked for a Fortune 50 company for 14 of those years and a small software, a consultancy firm that was a spinoff of J.B. Hunt, which is not so small anymore, for about 6 years. In both of those jobs, I spent a lot of time trying to understand the ebbs and flows of the economy and how it impact capacity and transportation, how it impact forward buying for large-scale construction projects and capital projects that we might have at my Fortune 50 firm that I worked at, and all of the economics that go into making those decisions. So understanding the economy and the direction that it was headed was something that I would consider an area of somewhat general expertise. Those people who have PhDs and economists would call me a hack. I would call myself an armchair economist, but it's a skill set you develop because it's a requirement in your job. And I really enjoyed that part of it. I enjoyed being able to kind of understand the ebbs and flows of the economy and how it might impact the decisions both now and in the future for our business and the direction our business was heading, whether it be in a particular division of a Fortune 50 company or in transportation procurement for a consultancy firm. So those are things that are unique about me. And I think having taught supply chain at the University of Arkansas as an adjunct instructor is also something that I guess typifies my desire for knowledge and continued learning and the ability to communicate effectively some of those challenges in life and about the economy and about business in general to people of all ages and knowledge and capabilities. So that's it, I guess, in a nutshell.
So
I have some hobbies, but I don't think anybody really cares about that.
We'll get to those at other time. But if you were doing that today, what would you be focusing on? What is valuable, the people that do that today? What are they working on?
Yeah, I would say today, certainly when it comes to understanding how our economy is flourishing or perhaps not flourishing or what it might do in the future, one of the two things we always looked at, which I think is an interesting bellwether, is the amount of box board that people are purchasing for containers to ship their final product in. So, you know, when the volumes of box board are really, really high and container board sales are up, and production of those boxes are up, that means that the powers that be feel very strongly that the economy is going to be resilient for a while, and they're going to make more products and build more inventory. So I think that's an interesting thing to look at. I wouldn't say that your PhD economist is really all that interested in that particular statistic, but it's something we always looked at, and it's a pretty effective way of kind of understanding where the economy might be headed. Another thing that you can look at is transportation capacity, given points in the year and how tight it is or how loose it is and what the projections are for capacity in the future and the need for shipping containers and things of that nature. Again, it kind of goes along with that whole container board environment, because if you're going to have a lot of things shipping and they view that as a positive upside in the marketplace, and you're going to need more containers to get products from China and thus in the United States and shipped all over the country via rail and truck, then there's pretty good likelihood that those powers that be have a very high level of confidence that the economy is going to keep trucking along, pardon the pun, in a very effective way. So those are two things I always looked at. There are many others, but those are interesting things that the standard economist isn't really focused on. They're focused on things like the CPI and the PPI and other indices.
Sure. So that gives you some good extra insight when you're trying to evaluate different investments and maybe what fork of the road to go down with the specific interests of your clients. So thank you very much for that. It's good to know.
Fun.
Get to know Kyle Alexander a little better. I look forward to doing this again for you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, no worries, Steve. That's my pleasure. And thanks for always including us in this program, and be more than happy to help next time.
And you can help yourself by giving Kyle and the team a call at 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. That's the Mach 1 Financial Group. Income for life is setting you up with a plan that'll give you some peace of mind. And if you're sitting around thinking, I need to do something, well, it's never too late. Pick up the phone now and call 479-876-2100. Again, 479-876-2100. Thanks for listening to the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Investment advisory services are offered through Capel Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.